Hearing none?
None.
You know, time passes very fast. It's almost about 2 years since I, you know, stepped down, and today I stand here. It's almost about 2 years. I thank God that today I'm able to stand here before all of you to share from His Word. So now let us commit the time to God. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you. Because you are the one who takes care of us and watches over all of us. Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you. Because you are at the right hand of God, always praying, interceding for us. O Spirit of the living God, we praise you. Because you live in us. And you empower us to do the things that we can't do. Today as we come before you, O God, may you quieten our heart. May you be with our sister Swai Ling and myself as we share your word. And may you give us a listening ear. God, that you be magnified and glorified. Amen. In Jesus' name. You know, most people read biographies to satisfy their curiosity about great people. In addition, they also hope to discover the secret that make these people great. You know, many years ago, a Christian writer was listening to a talk by an elderly doctor. And during the talk, the doctor promised to tell them the secret of his long, healthy life. You know, at one time, this doctor was a physician to one of the presidents of the United States. So everybody was sitting and listening to the doctor with great expectation. And hoping to learn the secret of a long, healthy life. And at the climax of his speech, the doctor told them, so what is the secret of a long, healthy life? What is it? Drink 8 glasses of water every day. But it is very true. You know, many years ago, I suffered from kidney stones. You know, one of the most painful experiences of my life. I think in the audience, if you all have experienced kidney stones, so painful. You know, when I was in Eagle Ridge Emergency Department, wow, I can't even sit up, no, I was bending myself. No, I was, because my wife went to park the car, so I was there trying for help. Hey, you mean not you? You know, medically, it has been proven that one of the main causes of kidney stone is not drinking enough water every day. You know, for me, I don't like to drink water because tasteless, man. As a result, I suffer the consequences for not drinking enough water. And frequently, my wife has to remind me, "喝水，喝水." You know? Okay. The title of my message this afternoon is entitled Forgetting the Past and Looking Forward. In Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is telling us the spiritual biography of his life. It is concerning his past, his present, and his future. But in his spiritual experience, Paul is learning how to look at things on earth from God's point of view. You know, our key verse today is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul encouraged us that in order to know Christ intimately and to develop a Christ-like character, we must forget the past and then we must move forward.
在腓立比书第三章中，使徒保罗鼓励我们要更亲近神，要培养成为要养成一个效法基督的品格。我们必须忘记背后，努力面前。You
know, we should not let our past failures hinder us from reaching out into the future.
我们不应该让我们过去的失败阻碍我们向着未来努力。
You know, beloved brothers and sisters, it is normal for all of us to make mistakes in our Christian life. You know, like the Apostle Paul, we are born with a fallen Adamic nature. And to progress in our Christian life, we should sincerely repent of our sins, forsake them, and move forward. We should not repeatedly dwell on our past mistake and beat up ourselves for what we have done. If we do this, we will be greatly discouraged and badly affected by our past. You know, in the past, before the Apostle Paul became a committed follower of Christ, he He was sincere in his belief as a devout Jew. And he was strong and passionate about his religion. See, he was circumcised on the eighth day. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He was a person with the most authentic Jewish heritage. And he was a Pharisee, a member of a prominent religious group that strictly studied and teach the laws. But although Paul was sincere, he was sincerely wrong. In his zeal, he was seeking and persecuting the Christians. After his conversion, Paul did not forget the terrible things he had done to the Church of God. You know, he looked at his past action as disqualifying him from being called an apostle. You know, in the Bible, he said, "For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the Church of God." Remembering his past failure, did Paul allow them to affect his ministry and as an apostle? No, Paul thanked God for showing him grace and mercy. Paul was looking at his life from God's point of view. It was God's grace that transformed him from being a persecutor of the church to being persecuted for the church. It was God's grace that saved him. And it was God's grace that transformed him into a dedicated and committed follower of Christ. You know, if Paul is with us today, not this Paul, I'm not this Paul, if Paul is with us today, let me ask you, what do you think is his favorite hymn? Anybody? Amazing grace. You know, Paul did not let his past mistake affect his full commitment to God. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, he said, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain." As we serve the Lord, we must be focused on the future, do not dwell on the past. We must forget what is behind and strain towards what is ahead.
We must forget what is behind and strain towards what is ahead.
You know, our Lord Jesus expects from us a wholehearted and undivided commitment to Him. You know, in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus said, "No one who has put his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God."
路加福音九章六十二节，耶稣说：“手扶着犁，向后看的，不配进神的国。”
If you look back, you are not fit for the kingdom of God.
如果往后看，不配进神的国。
Now I would like all of us to sing a song that you all know. 我已经决定。想邀请大家一起来唱。坐坐唱。<笑> Because I was overcome by fear. There is this fear within me. But I thank God that now He has given me the grace, His grace and mercy. That's why I'm here now. As we have said, you know, let go of the past, let it go, and move forward. Let us now continue with the spiritual journey of Paul. You know, in the spiritual biography of Paul's life, how did he describe to us his ministry as an apostle of Jesus Christ? You know, in the present, Paul's spiritual life begins with grace. It begins with grace. And having saved by grace, he now lived by grace, dedicating his life to the gospel of grace. It's all about grace. And while serving God, Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and three times he pleaded with God to take it away.
In
See, he prayed not just one time, two times, but he prayed three times. But God still said no. So what did God say? God said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
神说我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Paul's weakness serves as a constant reminder that our strength, his strength came from God and not himself.
保罗的刺成了他不断的提醒，提醒保罗他的能力乃是从神而来，不是靠他自己。
And actually the Bible told us that it kept him from pride and helped him to remain focused on his mission to spread the gospel.
这根刺使他能够远离骄傲，让他可以持续地专心在传讲福音的事工上面。
You know, brothers and sisters, in the Bible, God often uses weak people, things to accomplish his will and bring glory to his name.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在圣经当中，神经常的使人或者环境，使人软弱，使环境不顺利，来满足他的心意，使荣耀归于他的名。
You know, Hudson Taylor, the founder of China Inland Mission, used to say,
中国内地会的创始人戴德生曾经这么说过。He said,
all God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on God being with them.
所有属灵的巨人都曾经软弱过，他们能够为神成就大事，是因为他们仰赖神与他们同在。
You know, God reduced Gideon's army from 32,000 to just 300 before defeating the massive Midianite army.
神使基甸的军队从三万两千士兵减少到了三百人，就是这三百人打败了燕的大军。
And God uses Moses, an imperfect leader who struggled with his speech to deliver the Israelites from Egypt.
神使用摩西，一个不完美的领袖，摩西而且拙口笨舌，来带领百姓出埃及。
And God chose simple fishermen and common people as his apostles rather than the powerful or religious leaders.
神没有拣选大有能力的国王或者是宗教领袖，而是拣选简单的渔夫、打鱼的和普通人作为他的门徒。
The Bible tells us that God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise.
圣经告诉我们，神拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。
And God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
又拣选世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
So beloved, are we weak enough, humble enough for God to use us?
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们足够软弱，足够谦卑，能够让神来使用我们吗？
See, God does not need our ability and capability.
神并不需要我们的能力和资格。
He just needs our availability and humility.
他只需要在那里为他所用和我们的谦卑。
And in Corinthians, he said he uses broken jars of clay for his glory.
哥林多书中说到，他使用破碎的瓦器来彰显他的荣耀。
You know, having experienced the grace of God and the power of God in his life, there is one thing that Paul did, which demonstrated his steadfast commitment to God despite facing many trials and extensive suffering.
在经历了神的恩典之后，保罗做了一件事情，彰显了他的无惧，很多的试验和磨难，他做了一件事情。
You know, in his letter to the Corinthians, Paul was whipped by the Jews 5 times of 40 stripes, less one.
在他写给哥林多教会的信中，保罗提到他被犹太人鞭打5次，每次是40减1下。
Actually, 算数加起来是195次了。嗯，195 lashes。3 times he was beaten with rods.
保罗三次被棒击打。
And once he survived a stoning where he was dragged out of the city and left for dead.
有一次被石头打，然后被拖到城外，任他在那里自生自灭。
3 times he suffered shipwreck.
他遇到沉船也有3次。
And once he spent a night and a day in the open sea.
在海上漂流过一日一夜。
No, did Paul give up his ministry?
保罗有没有放弃他的服事呢？
Going through all this suffering, what did Paul say?
经历了这么多的磨难，保罗说了什么？
Did he say, I give up?
有没有说我放弃了？
我不做了，我不干了。No, I quit. No.
没有。
Depending upon God's strength, he persevered on.
依靠着神所赐的力量，他坚守下来。
While in prison, Paul wrote the book of Philippians. He said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I will say, rejoice.
在狱中，他写下了《腓立比书》，他说。要以神为乐，我再说要凡事喜乐。
And he said, in everything give thanks.
他也说凡事谢恩。
Although Paul was whipped and he was beaten,
虽然他被鞭打，被棒打。
The apostle Paul trusted God, depend upon God, and transformed his scars on his body to stars.
使徒保罗信靠神。把他身体所受的伤转变成了星星
，stars to shine，
转变成了为基督耶稣闪耀的星星。
In Rome, his prison became his mission.
在罗马，他所在的被关的监狱成为了他传福音的场所。
His mission to share the good news of God's kingdom.
他在监狱里传扬天国所来。
Paul followed the Lord, and he never gave up.
保罗跟随耶稣从未放弃。
Although he faces many persecution and suffering,
虽然他面临了太多的迫害和磨难
，he still look unto the Lord and depend upon him.
他信靠神，跟随神，仰赖神。
May I now request all of us to sing the song again?
我可以邀请大家一起再来唱这首。我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
这次我加了多一节。I add in one more verse.
永不悔。
all did as he served God faithfully.
保罗忠心服侍神，他所渴慕得到的到底是什么呢？
In 2 Timothy, he said that I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith.
提摩太后书他说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑过了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Can we say these words like the Apostle Paul?
我们可以像保罗一样说出这些话吗？
What are God promises to us for the future?
神对我们未来的应许是什么？
Concerning our citizenship, when we confess Christ on earth,He confesses our names in heaven.
至于我们天国子民的身份，神说：“凡在人前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他。”
And concerning our body, God promised to give us an immortal body, a body without suffering. It will be like Christ's glorious body.
至于我们的身体，神应许。给我们一个 不朽坏的身体、不会有任何的病痛、这个新的身体是和基督荣耀的身体相似。
You know, yesterday, I think quite a number of us attended the memorial service of 陈弟兄。
昨天我们不少弟兄姊妹参加了陈弟兄的追思礼拜。
And Pastor Wong mentioned that when Christ returned,The first one to be resurrected are those that who are already asleep, means they passed away.
牧师讲到，当耶稣再来的时候，第一批的复活的人是那些已经睡了的圣
徒。See, 陈弟兄 will be resurrected, and God gave him an immortal body.
陈弟兄将要复活，神要赐给他一个不朽坏的身体。
All those who died in Christ,
如同基督荣耀的身体
a body without suffering,
这个身体不会再受任何的苦痛
no more kidney stone,
不再有肾结石
no more, you know, toothache,
不再有牙痛
backache,
不会有背痛
headache, you know, all the aches,
痛所有的痛
And then, concerning our home, God promised us a beautiful city with streets of gold, gates of pearls, and walls of precious stones.
至于我们的家，神应许我们一座美丽的圣城，街道是金金的，门是珍珠做的，城墙充满了各样的宝石。
If you read the book of Revelation,This is how God described heaven.
如果我们读启示录，这是神描述天国的所用的词。
But I think the best gift is concerning ourselves. God promised us the gift of gifts Himself.
但是最好的应许是关于我们自己，他把自己作为礼物给了我们。
See, if you have God, you have Christ, you have everything.
如果没有神，有基督，我就拥有所有的。
Because He is the creator of everything.
因为他是最荣耀的。
He can create anything.
他创造万物。
But the most important is His presence.
但最重要的是他的同在。
So let me summarize my message today.
请让我来总结一下讲到的信息。
In Philippians chapter 3, Paul is telling us the spiritual biography of his life.
腓立比书第三章，使徒保罗告诉我们他一生的属灵经历。
It is concerning his past, present, and future.
关乎他的过去、他的现在和他的未来。
In his past, Paul was a devout Jew.
在过去，保罗曾是一个虔诚的犹太人。
He was strong and he was strong and passionate about his religion.
对他的犹太信仰，他非常坚定而且大发热心。
And he was seeking and persecuting the Christian.
他在寻索及迫害基督徒。
But in the present, Paul's spiritual gift began with praise.
在现在，保罗的属灵生命是由恩典开始。
Having saved by grace, he now lives by grace, dedicating his life to the gospel of grace of God.
被神的恩典救赎，他也依赖神的恩典而活。他把他的生命完全献上。 来传讲神的恩典所来的福音。
And in his service to God, Paul had learned that God's grace is sufficient for him.
在他对神的服事当中，保罗体会到神的恩典够他使用。
And facing many trials and extensive suffering, the Apostle Paul trusted God and transformed his scars. To stars to shine for Jesus.
面临各样的试炼和磨难，使徒保罗依靠信靠神，把他所受的伤痕转变成了为耶稣基督闪耀的星星。
And in Rome, his prison became his mission to share the good news of God's kingdom.
在罗马，他被关在监牢的时候，他把 监牢变成他传天国福音的场所。And
looking in the future, Paul was full of gratitude.
展望未来，保罗心充满感恩。He
thanked God for empowering him to fight the good fight of faith, finish the race, and kept the faith.
他感谢神赐予他能力。 让他打过美好的仗，跑过当跑的路，守住了所信的道。
And he will be awarded the crown of righteousness.
他已经被奖励了这个荣耀的冠冕。
And it will be awarded not just to Paul, but to all who are faithful and long for Christ's return.
荣耀的冠冕不单是奖励给保罗，也会奖励那些爱慕他显现的人。
And when Christ returns, we will be with him.
当基督再来的时候，我们将与基督同在。
We will be there praising him, glorifying him, and enjoy him forever.
我们将要赞美神，荣耀神，永永远远的享受他的同在。
And the presence of God will be our source of unending joy, pleasure, and peace. No more tears, no more sorrow and suffering.
神的同在是我们无穷无尽的喜乐、福气和平安的源泉，不再有眼泪，不再有悲伤，也不再有苦难。
And in Psalm 73:25, it says, Whom have I in heaven but you?
诗篇73:25说到：除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？
And on earth I desire none but you.
除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Expressing that a close relationship with God is more valuable than anything else.
圣经告诉我们，与神亲密的关系是世界是我们在世界上最珍贵的珍宝。让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
That you love us so much that you gave us your only begotten Son.
你如此爱我们。 把你独一的爱子赐给我们。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主基督耶稣，我们感谢你。
That you love us so much that you willingly allow yourself to die on the cross for us.
你如此的爱我们，为了我们死在了十字架上。
Oh, as we go forward, God, we pray that you help us to forget the things behind.
在我们面对未来的时候，求你保守我们忘记过去。
Help us not to dwell on the past.
让我们不要困扰于我们过去。
Help us not to beat up ourselves for what we have done wrong in the past.
让我们不要因为我们过去的错误来惩罚我们自己。
But help us to depend upon you and move forward.
让我们来信靠你，向前努力。
We thank you for your love, your protection, your power.
我们感谢你爱你的保守和你赐给我们的能力。
Thank you and praise you all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
感谢赞美你用基督耶稣的圣名。
Amen. Amen.